dress for the career and the pay that you want. Who would you trust more and give a pay rise to? An accountant in a suit or an accountant in t-shirt and flip-flops? PayScale said that those who dress in business attire make nearly $20,000 more in salary than those who wear uniforms. And why would you bother? You see, most people today, most accountants, they work from home. You know, you can just wear whatever you want, switch off the camera whenever there are meetings. But still, I think it's really important that if you really want to get a pay rise, to dress better. Now, here are some reasons why. The first one is that when you dress professionally in a suit, in a shirt, a tie, or a three-piece, it shows you that you respect your company, your clients, and your colleagues. It's not necessarily just for yourself. It's also out of respect to your peers. The second thing is that you are taken more seriously. You see, for the last couple of years, I went to the office, no tie, just a suit and a shirt. And you know, everyone else is wearing that. But the day when I started to wear a tie as well, people treated me differently. I'm working on the top floor in the office, and as I was coming down the escalator, people were so nice and friendly. In my opinion, they thought that I was like the CEO, like coming down, and they wanted to impress me. They hold the doors. But in the months before that, when I was not wearing a tie, you know, I was still treating with respect, but not as much as when I was wearing a tie. So you are taken more seriously if you dress professional clothing. The third thing is this: you stand out from the rest. If everyone in the office is already wearing like a suit without a tie, you know, if you do the same thing, you don't stand out. But if you dress, you know, with a nice colored tie, you stand out and people will notice you, which is what happened on that day. People said like, wow, you dress professionally. Like, I was standing out. As a result, it creates credibility. The truth of the matter is, people have their opinions and judgments of you ready. If you dress professionally, people will take you more seriously and it creates credibility. In many professions like law, it's already expected, it's already standard, because you have to impress your clients to show you, like, to show them that yes, you are professional and yes, you can win the case for them. The fifth reason why you should dress better is that you feel more confident. Whenever I'm wearing, you know, a shirt with flip-flops, you know, I'm sitting behind the computer in underwear or whatever and I have a meeting, I don't feel as confident as if I wear a suit and a tie. It really creates like an instant confidence boost. When I was teaching in Thailand, I was always wearing a suit and tie every single day. And it's kind of the standard there at schools that you wear a suit and tie. It makes you feel more confident, and also your students really assume that you are the professional because you dress the part. The sixth reason for dressing better is that your dress is your brand. Like, you can play with it. You can wear different colors. Like, for me, I love blue and dark blue, so I wear like blue stuff. Also wear white. That's why in previous videos you saw me wearing white. Now, there's this guy in the office. He's wearing like shirts with like a particular Hawaii print on it. That's his brand. By dressing better, it really allows you to think like, hey, what's my personal brand? Who do I stand for? What colors do I like? It gives you creative control of that aspect of your job. And the seventh reason, the most important one, is that it demands higher pay and higher status. Because people who dress professionally, they stand out. A couple of months ago, I was on a conference call with the whole company. And most people, you know, they don't even wear shirts because they just work from home, or they have their cameras off. But this one guy, you know, he was wearing a shirt and a tie and a suit, and people took him really seriously on the call. They thought like he was the CEO or CFO or something, which he wasn't. He was many layers down the hierarchy, but people perceived him differently. And as a result, he got better opportunities as well. Other teams wanted to kind of poach him to work for their team because he really made an impression on that call. Now, how do you do this? How do you start to dress better? Well, the simple thing is just scale it up a notch. Like, I'm wearing a shirt and a suit right now, but I can easily just add a tie to add that little bit of extra professionality. Or if you're already wearing a suit and a tie, maybe you can make it a two or a three piece with like a little pocket square that's matching your suit. And a lot of business gurus and speakers out there wear something like that. Also, if you work in another profession where people don't really wear suits and ties, like maybe you are a personal trainer, you can even wear the best personal training outfit there is. Like an up-to-date one that looks nice, it looks fit, it's trendy. Not like an old, like, shirt that's falling apart. And yeah, of course, if you are a lawyer, professional suit and tie is a must. If you remember my story of my dad running his own construction business, in the beginning, in the first couple of decades of his business, people really took advantage of him because when he came to client meetings, you know, he was just wearing a construction outfit with paint all over the place, like scratches everywhere. And as a result, people perceived him that way. They perceived him as just being a carpenter or a construction worker, not as someone who runs a construction business and is worth the pay that they ask for. As soon as he started to dress better, like not in a suit, but he was wearing like a nice sweater, everything in place, good shine shoes, he came in a nice car, his pay went up instantly because his clients started to value him. Again, it was out of respect for their clients and for himself. It made him feel more self-confident to really ask for the price that he is worth. Here's your homework. I want you to think, how have you been dressing for work so far, both from home and from the office? Now, if you work from home full time, obviously you don't always have to wear a suit and you don't always have to put your camera on if you are in meetings. But if maybe one day a week you do wear a suit and a tie from home, and whenever you have a meeting that day, people will see it, I promise you it will make a lasting impression. People will start to remember you. And the second question, what's the next level up? If you already wear a suit and tie, can you wear a three-piece? If you only wear a shirt, can you maybe add a tie? If you wear like old shoes, can you maybe upgrade them or start to polish them weekly? Again, it doesn't need to cost much. Just think like, hey, what can I add to my wardrobe? Maybe you can add like a watch. Whatever you can do to help you to be perceived more professionally. And that'll really help you in the long run to be remembered and to make sure that you're top of mind when you're going for that pay rise. Now, obviously, when you go for an interview, make sure that you dress the part. And thank God, most of you are already doing that. But you know, don't come up to an interview with just a shirt. Make sure you wear a suit and a tie, be memorable, and dress for success.